listen, in the context of preaching a sermon. So he wanted to send voice to skull, presence, thoughts. Could it be that he want to confuse the pastor? Did he want to influence? Did he want to change the mind? Looking at a website just a few minutes ago, and it's all about how you can, well, it's 10 steps to master telepathy, mind-to-mind communication. Those taking the DMT drugs, ayahuasca, other things, they can tell you that they believe that they can communicate just by thought alone. As a matter of fact, as you're listening right now, you're listening to voice. And now this is voice to our human heart and to our human mind, the normal way of communicating. And yet the Spirit of God is operative, so I'm not going to hold back in telling you that, yeah, God the Holy Spirit that seeks to turn our eyes to God, lead us to God, lead us to the depths of God. He knows the deep things of God. Thank God for the Spirit of God who communicates to us. But there are very, very many other spirits, and they're communicating. And please understand that work of the dark side in communicating in some ways seems to seek the development of or the use of technologies also. We'll look into it on this week's series, The Devil and Dark Technologies. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness Live broadcast here on a Tuesday night, June 28th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome all those who listen by satellite, all those who listen by worldwide internet, and download later on. Love having you here. And listen, let's just acknowledge it now. Let it be a supernatural hour, as we've already prayed that God would stretch forth his hand. Now, there's others that are doing many other things. I've even noticed lately where there are some that are involved in rituals that have been contacting and or calling right at the beginning of the show. So you kind of wonder what all that is about. Have you heard of Wadelsburg Castle, the Hall of the Dead, Himmler's, Valhalla, the lower carved out circular room, the deep room, and the Hall of the Dead, where even Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, founder of the Temple of Set, who has boasted and made claims that there is a satanic grotto on every U.S. military base worldwide. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's his boast. And yet he goes to Wadelsburg to do a ritual in the Hall of the Dead. Isn't that the place of the skulls, the voice from skulls, communication by, well, SS high-ranking officials meditating in the occult sense, seeking to get to the dead ancestors, to the, the powerful ascended masters, if you will, to communicate and to speak into their hearts and lives. Isn't it amazing that very clearly in the occult-oriented Nazis that there was this seeking for and looking to otherworldly voices? So much so that Jim Mars in his Sci-Spies makes reference to that among the Nazis as they searched for, listen, non-human intelligences. And so I'm going to say again tonight that this is all about non-human intelligences, but as it applies now to the concept of technology. Now, we're going to once again focus today on the spirit communication and known targets and the reason for that and the precursors for them actually engaging that kind of leadership. We'll touch on some of the, technologies like synthetic telepathy here in a few moments. Once again, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. There is an overview, broadcast, quick notes for all of these live sessions during the week. You can get them from the archives also. You can take a look, and we outline pretty in depth some of this material in the book, The Black Awakening. And by the way, we have a couple of folks that in the past have sent, actually just sent money this direction to get The Black Awakening, the book, but we don't carry it here. And I do want to say, in case there's a listener that has sent a $25 check for a book and hasn't gotten it yet. During the flood thing we had here and the ServPro people coming in, there was a couple of boxes of letters and paperwork and mail that was to be sent back and thank yous that all got, wiped out and taken out by that crew. So I do have a book here waiting to send to an individual, and I want you to know that we don't carry them here. The place to get it now is just to click onto the left there on the screen, and it goes straight to, you can get an e-book, or you can get the direct book, and soon there'll be the Kindle book also up, along with some new stuff coming out at Future Congress coming up, by the way. So I want you to remember Future Congress and think about us there. If you're not able to go, put us out in prayer. Somebody's asked, are they going to do DVDs? And I believe so. They have some of the same workers that have done this in the past. And it looks like, yes, they're going to have the DVDs later on to be able to purchase and get a hold of. Again, I'm just speaking at a couple sessions, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And it's going to be very big, broad seminar conference. It's going to be engaging. We're going with an agenda of God's blessing and power. And we hope to see some of you there and make your way there. Now, in this, we will we'll acknowledge that there'll probably be some that will come to infiltrate to check it all out. But I'm going to be glad, like listeners right now, there are those that listen because they want to, believers that want to, and those that are checking things out, those who feel by accident you've gotten a hold of this or you're listening right now. Well, I would say that it's probably by the providence of God. Yeah, we pray worldwide that God will draw in listeners. Ultimately, whatever the subject matter, the bottom line is this. God loves you. God seeks you. God has made a way to come home because he loves you. Nobody wants you more. And in Christ, there is an immediacy. That word salvation, that work of God in God coming into you, giving you his spirit, and making you alive as you turn to the living Christ. I hope you have. I hope you'll listen. Open your heart and mind to the message today, especially towards the end. Let me say to believers in Christ, there is a scripture I wanted to bring out at the end, that word of hope for today, comes out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Here's what it says, who through faith are shielded by God's power unto the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Now that's talking about the future glorification. If you're saved now, if you know the living Christ now, and the Spirit of God dwells in you, well then, he's the deposit guaranteeing that ultimate, it's ready glorification that's to come. And in the process of waiting until that day, God is just out worldwide reaching as many as possible, even in these days. So we're glad for that. But the point of this verse, when it says, who through faith are shielded? Have you read that? What are we shielded from? If we're shielded by God's power through faith in Christ, the question has to be, who we shielded from? A powerful little word, shield, or kept, or protected. This is just simply a word that involves like a military garrison encircling you with their weapons, guarding you. Isn't that great? And so, as we read, it says, who are kept or shielded by the power of God. Who are kept, protected, guarded, shielded. But guarded from whom? Shielded from whom? Why the shield? Because of the vast array. The Bible calls it an enemy. And so as a believer in Christ, we're shielded. Let me say this. If you are not, and the Spirit of God does not dwell in you, not yet. You are not yet shielded by that power, that dunamis of God, guarded as it were. So there's a vulnerability when you are your spirit is dead to God, left open and vulnerable. It's kind of like being a soldier on a field, no helmet, no backpack, no weapon, nothing. Just out on the front lines of battle with nothing. And very vulnerable. So I'm going to say whether politician, whether military scientist, whether wealthy elite, whether individual sin standing in the kitchen right now, it doesn't make any difference. Without the living Christ, the Spirit of God dwelling in, you are not phroné. That's just simply the word. Shielded, protected. And so that's one of the precursors in the onslaught of the ramping up of the dark side in this communication, interaction, depositing through writings and experiences and powers and abilities. Because there's an agenda, as we said yesterday, if you don't understand the agenda, then you are lacking the cutting edge insight of what's really going on in the world. And to many people then, the world will just seem like, well, there's something in the air, something bad, I'm confused, it all looks bad, why is it going wrong? Well, there's a reason. So let's touch on this issue here on the broadcast quick notes, two things. Targets of the spirits, and then what are the doorways that spirits use? Now, the reason I mention this, and the reason that I want to, again, focus on the spirit to human individual contact, because we can go back to the Nazis, the ideology, whether political or psychological or the science, the military, all along the way there is this occult communication, a foundation to the development. And you find this with Himmler at Wählersberg Castle. And there's where it is said, you can see it in films on occult conspiracy of the Nazis and so forth, but you can read about the skulls, some say up to 13, were placed around in a circle there in the Hall of the Dead. And there in this, or in the urns, were ashes of dead Nazi leaders. And Himmler was said to have been looking forward to the day when Hitler died, to have his remains there too. But it was kind of be kind of a conduit to where they can go in and meditate and maybe engage the dead heroes, as they would see it, of the Nazis, heroes of the past German culture, and or Adolf Hitler himself. And so there you would have, you would have high-ranking officials that would be in a room that would be absolutely a gateway for the spirits, for that side, for non-human intelligences. And the conduits literally were created in very ritualistic format, let alone the fact that rituals are done there and have been done there, where these leaders would sit down simply to look for communication from the skulls. Now, stop there for a moment and go to the modern version of New Age and 2012 crystal skulls. Some are even claiming now the 13th crystal skull, which would be Himmler's. Himmler owned it, they're saying. Now, I don't know if that's true, but if you've seen some of the video documentary, I have watched on television, watched other documentary where the crystal skulls, all about them, that in the crystal skulls, there is, the knowledge of the universe. There's something inside that has taught humanity. They have released communication. And by those practitioners, and I watched as individuals would go up to those crystal skulls and literally bow down, kissing the crystal skulls, waiting to listen, meditating, and again, going passive. I mean the true form of meditation, emptying your mind, going passive, relaxing, and yielding to the presence in the room. Now, if you are a dark side Luciferian, deep cultist, Crowleyan, the truth is, they would be able to tell you that demonized objects can also begin to bring communication, whatever the object is. even a symbol or a sigil, if it has a demonic presence on it, that entity on it that got there by whatever way, ritual, whatever else, and there it emanates, literally, its presence in a room can be felt by some. And then if there is sometimes a focusing, that's why some people wear amulets where they're charged. Well, charged with what? You say, well, energy. What kind of energy? Where did it come from? Where does it emanate from? So my issue now with Veilsburg, and we have a long-standing commitment to go for a kind of spiritual warfare engagement, kind of seeing what God the Holy Spirit would say. I mean, if one of the U.S. military, I mean, lieutenant colonels, of course, we understand the Temple of Set and Michael Aquino, his background, Presidio, children, and all the rest, but also well, you got to understand that he is highly versed in weaponry, mind control, etc. But he goes there to that place to do a ritual. Now, I don't know the kind that he's done. There's speculation on what he did, whether there's been blood ritual in the past, some kind of death-oriented ritual. Obviously, if you got dead men's bones, if you got skulls in ritualistic fashion or prepared in ritualistic fashion, it's very possible that you do have conduits, kind of vessels. Now, this goes back to the pineal gland and the the crystalline crystals within the pineal gland. I don't know if many have dealt with the pineal gland and they believe that's where the spirit and the physical or the material connect, and maybe that's where we have actual communication. Now, I'm not sure that's the ultimate issue, but where there is crystal, like in the blood, in rituals, it is pretty clear that demonic presence for some reason can be attached to crystal. You look even at the throne of God made out of crystal, onyx, jasper, carnelian. Something about, you know, the presence of heaven emanating through that. Now, as a believer in Christ, I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the presence of God. You can read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, when Jesus, God in human flesh, he comes walking there. He's come to save, heal, and deliver. And here's what it says. The power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. There was a woman that believed if she just simply touched the hem of his garment, she could be healed. She did touch him. And Jesus said virtue or power went out from him. So you've got to understand that concept. Power goes out from God. There is power in the gospel. If you're listening and understand more than ever that God loves you, that in the gospel is the power from God to save, which enables the living presence of God to come into your life when you respond to it, when you receive what it is God has, said, and what God has given, Christ. So you got to understand that this is, in a sense, kind of a doorway. Jesus says in the Gospel of John that he is that door. I am. He used that quite a few times in that book. Have you read that? And even the scripture has inherent in it, animating it, the presence of God. So that in taking the gospel, taking the message that says what Christ is, what Christ has done, and sharing it, to believe the word of Christ, to believe the word of God, you can be born again as you respond to it. Now, the truth is, on the other side of the fence, that law of engagement, you know, when you open yourself up through the laws of engagement from the dark side issue, well, then they can bring contact. Now, here's an issue. I mentioned to you already this issue of telepathy, and I'm not going to read the 10 steps. I was just looking through a whole different bunch, and you got to understand, I as a practitioner in the end of the 70s, in the beginning of the, end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, we experienced this. I have no question about the experience of it, being able to communicate without vocally doing this. Now, the interesting thing is now there's a supernatural, that is the physics of God, communication going on beyond what I say, the Spirit of God. Now, he brings conviction. He brings convincing. He draws. He wants to. If you don't know Jesus, the Christ, God, and all of who he is and what he's done, well, I'm going to tell you right now, the Spirit of God, he's drawing you to Christ so that God's love and forgiveness and power and grace and might can come into your life. On the other side of the fence, if you open up to the occult-oriented or the way the dark spirits work, and a lot of that, like on this page I'm looking at, it deals again with the idea of total passivity, mental relaxation, visualization, and how to become a sender of thoughts. And that's what we dealt with last week in astral projection. Matter of fact, one of the books I ordered just came in today. It's called The Projection of the Astral Body, Muldone and Carrington. And I'm reading a section on it where, again, not only can the person go out astrally and see and observe and watch, but the claims here to an older book of a practitioner, they can send thoughts, they can touch. That's what we want to deal with when we touch the issues of even dark technologies. How about synthetic telepathy? Not the skulls that the Germans would sit around and seek to meditate and get communication. It's amazing to me, too, that, again, they're convinced that a higher intelligence. I mean, this is the fallen cherub's, this is his calling card. Higher knowledge, higher intelligence, secret knowledge, something greater, something you've been kept from. The crystal skulls, bow down to them, kiss them, put your face on them, receive communication. But what the human skulls in the Hall of the Dead at Vailsburg would say, or the entities speaking through them, and whatever entities would be speaking through the crystal skulls, well, we can go over to synthetic telepathy. Now, I looked at one of the, probably a year ago, was really involved in studying the individual hired by the CIA to really be involved with this. Now he's out teaching, of course, more on the issue. But they can take electroencephalogram, or EEG, hook it up to the human being. And here's the idea of something on an electronic level. Well, tapping in to the brain, the communication center, enabling the possibility of thoughts to be sent out. Now, I'm looking at the article that I'm reading here from synthetictelepathy.net, and there is the brain-computer interface, the human-computer interaction, the information and communication technology, mind reading, nanotechnology, on and on and on. But in this particular article that is simply called this, read this thought. The U.S. Army is developing a technology known as synthetic telepathy that would allow some to create email or voicemail and send it by thought alone. By thought alone. Pretty amazing. Instead of texting, you know, they're making the, they're saying in the future here, near future, it could be that students in the universities, and they mentioned two California universities that are being given money by military to develop this ability, to look into, do the research. But again, it's about students then being able to sit in the back rows and instead of getting texts in from other students, they can simply text each other by sending thoughts from their head into the head of another person. Can you imagine that? Texting another head. I mean, if right now you wanted to say something to me, some people send me emails during the live show, some right afterwards, some I see the next day. But what about just the issues of direct thoughts? Now, I do know that in ritual summoning of demons, the issue is sending out the demons to communicate is a big issue. Or to do harm is another. Or to even kill, death rituals to kill, that's another. Chaos rituals and so forth. Now, there's that side of it. There is the, if this is a technology, the idea of Nick Begich is talking about the voice-to-skull technology where, again, from technology, the sending out of thoughts. This goes back even to the Russian Psy warriors that were said to seek to send thoughts into President Carter's head to alter. Well, let me give you three reasons for some of the reasons for developing this. I mean, if we develop this technology in the sense that there's a device you can have. Now, those druggies out there, you know that the world of DMT and the drug, the spirit molecule issue, that can create this issue. Every occultist listening right now knows that if demonic presence comes on the inside, opens what they would call the third eye, you call the third eye, that you can have sending power ability, right? And in ritual, sending power. And then in future technology, stop for one moment and think about it, the image of the beast, whether it's already developed and waiting in deep in the vault of Hell's Kitchen, the image of the beast. Now, this is spoken about, and it looks like it might, well, is it just a statue, or is it technology? Is the mark of the beast technology? Is the grid mapping surveillance grid that will come about, does that include the Babylon, the future concept of demonic spirit in the air, on the ground, in the city, everywhere, as far as saturating beyond Daniel's day for the sake of control, surveillance, observation? And I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say the future prophecy speaks of both the direct manifest stationary presence of dark spirits, the pinnacle of the manifestation of dark presence in Homo Satanas, in the Antichrist, in the false prophet, absolutely consuming demonic manifestation presence charging in the political, economic, military system. There's no question about that. And you have the picture in the future, not in the past, not even in the present, but in the future, where God refers to Satan's ultimate manifestation as a huge red dragon. The concept of the global felt presence. You think that you feel it in the air now? Wait till we get closer and closer to the actual day of the great chaos and the apocalypse of Antichrist. It will be like a satanic Pentecost, both of them. Now, the issue about sending thoughts, the issue about influencing, whether it's synthetic telepathy and they have, you know, maybe there's a little net you can put on your head. Maybe there's like a little earbuds. Maybe there's just something you hold like the little tiny nano iPod, and it gives a little charge into the head and you can send out thoughts. You know, I dealt in counseling over the years to those who have practiced telepathy, those who have practiced astraling out and wanting to influence the thoughts of another person. What would you do? What would you do? You're in a university, you're sitting there, you're learning, and all of a sudden you feel as though somebody is sticking their hand into your head or their thoughts into your head. All of a sudden, you get confused. All of a sudden, you get influenced, and you want to do things, and you feel like you want to do things, and you didn't think about it earlier. What is temptation, by the way, folks? What is temptation? When temptation comes, it is usually, well, each man is tempted, win by his own evil desire. The old sin nature for believers. The sin nature is operative in the lost to constantly influence moving in that way, hostility to God, unwillingness to go that direction, but willingness to go deeper into the sin nature. Romans 8 is all about that. But that's a driving force, influence, where we feel that it communicates to a level of thought to move people to action. And don't forget the tempter. Don't forget the demonic realm. Don't forget the arrows that can be sent by the dark side. That's all about communication. Whether you can say, well, that's a satanic telepathy. There could be technological telepathy. There could be satanic telepathy. Now, again, astral projectors and psychics and remote viewers and others, remote influencers, they might not claim that the energies operative in and on them and the presence in the room when they do it, they may know nothing of what that is other than they're able to do that. They're able to go out. They're able not only to go out and view and see just about anything they think, past and present and whatever else, at least what has really happened literally is they're getting a reinterpretation of everything by the influence pouring into their heads, by what they're connected to. And this influence, again, I'm going to say again, when thoughts like this, because we've been engaged with what I would say are Psy warriors, super warriors, satanic warriors, ones that we've dealt with for a long time. In the beginning, we really, three things occurred. As we sat there, you can feel it, as a believer anyway, I could feel the heavy-duty manifest dark presence. I noticed that all the staff were getting confusion in their heads and their minds. I noticed also that influence, in the sense of even sickness, becoming tired, getting headaches, they wanted to get out of there. Then I noticed that this continued. Talking with individuals, and I'm talking about the highly trained chosen ones, when you talk about, they know about synthetic telepathy, they know about voiceless call technology, they know about objects and power objects, but they also know about being charged themselves by power. In order for them to use psi, they can call it psi thought, or you can call it telepathy. It really is this: sending thoughts into another person's mind. One, to confuse them. Two, to influence them. Three, to change their mind. Now, I want you to know that this is something that millions of these who are called chosen ones, Germany, Russia, all over Europe, all over England, we've already gone through all of that, where communication goes on. I'm going to tell you right now, pastors and leaders, that if you've got chosen ones sitting in your sanctuaries, I just met earlier today with an individual, a pastoral council out of the Cleveland area, that says that they've been working with satanic ritual abuse. And if it includes multiplicity, that already means deep down inside, even if you haven't gotten to them yet, there are sub-personalities, programmed, trained, charged, that can astral out, that can do telepathy, that seek to read your mind and your precepts and your coming decisions, and that will seek to extend their thought into your head. It's kind of a projection of real demonic spiritual warfare. Every single believer in Christ listening right now, you should understand clearly Ephesians 6, the reason for the armor of God. There's a reason for it. To manifest the mighty strength and power of God. That's how it begins, Ephesians 6:10. The manifesting, that involves that shield, being shielded by God's power. The manifest power of God, you know, coursing through body, soul, and spirit, literally shielding, guarding, as if a garrison of soldiers were guarding you. But this is the power of God. But guarding you from what? And why have the armor of God? Your struggle is not against flesh and blood. Your battle, your warfare is not against flesh and blood. Now again, the Spirit of God defines and names in definition, Cosmocrators, Archai, Exousia, Porneus, Pneumonikai. He names them to tell you there's different kinds, but one nature. That's who we're engaged with. And by having the armor of God on, we're able to make our stand in the day of evil when we're attacked. But putting on the truth, righteousness, helmet of salvation, and lifting up the shield of faith by which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows. Any Christian that has not been taught in discipleship in the first 6 months, the principle of spiritual warfare, this basic principle that the enemy will try to send thought, send idea, send influence, send doubt, to communicate by involuntary thought and feeling, sent thought coming to you that it might run contrary to the will of God, the truth of God, God's calling in your life. Now, I want to say this. If you haven't been taught that in the first 6 months or year of your life as a believer, then it's very clear to me that in many ways the church failed, or that you simply weren't interested in learning. Because this is something that if we're taught this principle in the very beginning, it will save. Listen, there are individuals that have come into my office and they've gone through 30 years of living as a believer, limping on one leg, no armor on, no idea of authority, no idea how to fight back, or even the concept of being shielded by God's power. But again, you got to think through the Word of God at times. Shielded from what? From a very dark and very present and very active and very menacing enemy. Peter talks about it in chapter 5, your enemy, the devil. I mean, that's what we're talking about this week, right? The devil and dark technologies. Please understand that there is technology or physics in the sense that the devil himself prowls around looking for whom he might devour, sending thoughts, sending communication, sending doubt, doing whatever he can do, along with the demonic collective under his reign, to bring battle to you. And not knowing that leaves many believers under self-condemnation or self-cursing. All you have done is to take the thoughts that the dark side has sent to you, not realizing that it came from the outside into you. You've begun to believe those are your thoughts. Oh, I'm thinking that God doesn't love me. I'm thinking that God's not with me. I'm thinking that it's all a failure. I'm thinking that maybe I'm no longer saved. I'm thinking. And all of a sudden, these thoughts are all in there. And when you begin to take them as yours and then repeat them and say, you know what? I don't think I'm saved. You know what? I don't think God's with me. You know what? I don't think God will be with me. You know what? I don't think I could do anything for God. You know what? I don't think my prayers even reach the ceiling. And all of a sudden, you're communicating all those things out loud. It's kind of like self-cursing. It's kind of like the dark side sitting back laughing because it's got you speaking to yourself what it has injected into you. Voice to skull. Dark side sending. Now, this is the reason for the armor of God, lifting up the shield of faith. If you have your faith up, 1 Peter says, then you're going to be shielded by the power of God. In Ephesians 6, it says, you'll be able to extinguish. I even rebuke those arrows. When I ever have that sense of known, sent, thought, feeling coming from the dark side, I stand and rebuke and command it to be broken and to get out. Clear the air around me. Clear the fog out of your head. We're to have, the Spirit of God and the Word of God tell us to have a clear mind. That we're to be self-controlled. We're not to be controlled by emotions ravaging all over us and we're all going crazed out in panic and everything else. We're not to be controlled by fears and all kinds of other things. We're to be centered in Christ and the armor of God that deals with having our life in reception of and in practice of the truth, in reception of the righteousness of Christ and practicing righteousness, in reception of that salvation full and clear, and of that lifting up the shield of faith while in using the Word of God. And even, I think, included in the armor is praying in and by the power of the Spirit of God. Believers can become so manifestly present or powerful in Christ. It's just a matter of appropriation and practice. Reception of truth and putting it into practice. It will make you incredibly spiritually powerful, experienced, seasoned. Back to this, the devil and dark technologies for a moment. Now again, I'm communicating that because you know who needs this? Could you imagine, a political leader? I'm going to just pick on the United States and the presidency. Now, let me stop for a moment and ask a question. Hillary Clinton, once presidential candidate, most likely going to step out again, seeking the presidency of the United States of America. Did she try to channel in Eleanor Roosevelt? Did she meditate in a New Age occult orientation to listen, seek the wisdom of the dead? Did Nancy Reagan seek real astrological guidance for his scheduling of the president, President Reagan of the United States of America? What about Barack Obama's mother-in-law practicing voodoo in the White House? What about the president of the United States? What about senators? What about the rest? Do you not realize they are the candidates? Men and women of power the world over, biblically speaking, are the candidates by which the dark side seeks to bring influence, well, through temptation, whatever else, but bring in its will into their minds and hearts and bring control. You've got to understand this. If you understand the dark side's agenda, if you understand the coming globalism involves political, the wealthy elite, the military leadership, and I would include in that media mogul, and I would also say the scientific level. Everything that you saw in the old Nazi development, you're going to see on a global scale. So world leaders are primary targets. That's the picture, clear picture of the book of Revelation. Every time it mentions the kings of the earth, every time Daniel talks about the coming political system and the kings of the earth and the leaders, we're talking about political, military, and usually worldwide political heads are the military heads. And they're also those that can be in control of the issues of wealth. How do you influence the mind of a politician, of the wealthy elite, of military MILLAB scientists? Take a look at NASA. I mean, even Richard Hoagland's book, though he comes from an opposite view spiritually than me, I'll just put it that way. When you look at the book Dark Mission, and you look at the symbolism, you look at the origins, von Braun and others, Nazi occultists that were involved, why is it that it's all Masonic and ancient, deep, dark, occult, you know, Egyptian? All the symbolism seems to be highly versed in deep, deep occultism, even the names of missions and spaceships. Something about that, don't you think? And this is true in a lot of the black ops issues. This is the truth in the older days when Michael Aquino was teaching it in the black in special ops at Fort Bragg and Stubblebine and many others. When it comes to the Psi Warriors, when it comes to the powers, the infiltration of political, wealthy, military, and I would even say again, scientific elite, there's a reason for all of this. It is the direct global agenda of the dark side to bring communication, voice to skull, communication from their side into the minds, into the hearts of political leaders, political centers, wealthy elite, being recruited, military leaders, and all the rest. The regime that is being built, and here's the biblical picture, that the most powerful political, military, wealthy system in all of human fallen history, and again, prophesied out of Daniel, talked about in Revelation 13, that system has to be developed on a multi-continental, multinational, for the sake of globalism, has to be developed and in place secretly before it comes to power. Political leaders have to be sucked in, pulled in. Wealthy elite has to be pulled in. Why the wealthy elite? Antichrist needs a big checkbook. Anybody, whether it be the Russians, the CIA, anybody who's talking about regime change in any culture, the the hidden regime that wants to take over the current regime has to have the money, has to have its hands on the communication, the surveillance, the controls of a political system of a nation, and they have to have the military. I mean, what can you do if you have no military backing? So you've got to have, as in Nazi Germany, Himmler's dream and Hitler's dream of a master race of a warrior, God-men warrior. That is a spiritual communication that has become the ideology of the political, of the military vision, the dream. So to politicians, to the wealthy elite, to the military leaders, to the scientists that are at the cutting edge of technologies in the areas of planetary defense weapons and surveillance, anything that brings control, communication, then let me say something. You are the ultimate targets of a new world order and what's behind it. And there is no world order, no new world order, without the entity and entities behind it. What do? Do you know the armor of God? Do you have the shielding of the power of God? Do political leaders, you know what smart political leaders can do instead of just all the talk? They need to understand nowadays more than ever. I'm saying Europe, Spain, France, Italy, Germany. I'm telling you, across the board, Estonia, Belgium, Russia, Scandinavian countries, England, Scotland, Ireland, all of it. All of it. I want the Christians to hear me for a second. God has given passionate, cutting-edge instruction. If the church would do it, I wonder if we would help to shield and influence our nation's political, military leadership. It's found in Timothy chapter 2 when God the Holy Spirit says to the church, first of all, hear the priority. If churches are not doing this, they are in disobedience to the direct instruction of the Spirit of God for what the mission of the church and its existence in the world is all about. First of all, that prayers. Now, the Greek word desis is used. There's the idea of general prayers and specifically detailed targeted prayers, thanksgiving, intercessions, be made for everyone, for those in authority, kings, those political, military leaders. God is instructing Christians, pour out the intercession, pour out the targeted, specific praying over these high up leaders, political, military, those in authority. In the context of that, what's the Spirit of God say? This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills, desires, wants, pas anthropos, all humanity, all men everywhere, to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, if you understand the passion of the Spirit of God, there's times you may feel the passion of the Spirit of God and realize then the Scripture speaks what that passion is all about. First of all, and with urgency, I want to ask you right now, is there any urgency in your prayer? Sunday morning, pastors, do you lead your churches in a spirit-inspired urgency for the day that we live in? Could you imagine leading 100 members, 500 members, 5,000 members in massive spirit, Holy Spirit-guided prayer, urgently unleashed intercession, desis, targeted prayer for political and military and even wealthy elite leaders? Maybe the church's ability to be, you know, to extend, in a sense, shield, to bring influence, to, and why? Because the other side, You have to understand that rituals are done to send power spirits to political leaders. You've got to understand that objects are given to political and military leaders. I mean, you got to understand that there's political military leaders that want things like the spear of the spear of destiny. You know, the spear that Hitler was after, and all the other objects that they were after, and all the other objects that U.S. military and Russian military and European and English military were after. Power objects. In other words, demonized objects that can be weaponized. The demons know all about helping military leadership and kings weaponize procedures in order to send powers on their soldiers. Demon-worshipping king of Moab did this in the sacrificial slaying of his own son so that dark powers would come, fall on the Moabite leaders in order to defeat Israel. And they did. By a supernatural force coming on the Moabite leaders and soldiers, they were able to defeat Israel. You think the future troops of Antichrist, both in the creation of the chaos and then the implementation of surveillance and elimination and rounding up. Who's going to round up everybody? Who did it for Auschwitz? Who did it for Dachau? I can hear right now sub-personalities listening that are still committed to this coming new age, new order, and the new leader. I mean, they're saying amen, folks. They're chomping at the bit. Political leaders, military leaders, kings of the earth. God gives a warning in Psalm chapter 2. You ought to read it. You ought to take it to heart. It is the living words of God. Those who have the ability to influence your governors and your senators and your mayors and presidents and kings of the world. Those of you that have the ability to bring the influence, and you're a believer and you know Timothy 2 about the priority, first of all, God says, first of all, secondarily, urgent. There's a passion behind it. Can I tell the believers, Satan doesn't sleep. There's no beds in hell. There's no sleeping on that side. The agenda just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Lazy, backslidden believers who do not put into practice the word of God for themselves and for the mission of God clearly by that decadent disobedience aid and abet the dark side. Non-practicing believers, which is really a caricature, but it happens. You can't be a believer in thought and knowledge and information only. That's why I'm constantly telling you, become the most powerful prayer warrior you can become. It's amazing what God will do through your life. And become the most powerful soul winner that you can possibly become. Those two areas are the front line in the book of Acts, the widest open doors of where the Spirit of God will unleash His power and manifest for the mission of God. Why not seek those political leaders? The demons in the dark side, they're seeking them. Why not reach out to the wealthy elite? Why not? Listen, I don't care how hard it is. Military leads and everything else. One thing I know is that through these broadcasts and where they're being downloaded, even at military bases. Knock, knock. That's at the end of this page of notes that we have, the broadcast quick notes. What are the doorways? Listen, this is for politicians and wealthy elite and military and scientific, you know, researchers and those at NSA and all the rest. Listen, this is, let me give you four things. Number one, this is the way the spirits get in. Number one, dark morality. When there is an absolute self-centered dark morality, the example, Judas. In the Gospel of John, because of that dark morality, dark committed, which included absolute rejection of Christ. He never believed in Christ. He never received Him. But he had a dark, greedy morality. And Satan was able to walk right in him to use him to betray Christ. Number two, precursors, the idea of New Age, anything in the New Age, in occultism. And I'm going to just mention a professor and remote viewer, Courtney Brown, that when he began to contact entities and entities began to come into his astraling out, his remoting out and so forth. But that came because he was doing some of the precursors, meditating, getting in a passive state to contact them. So there are a lot of precursors that's what the New Age is all about. It has built so many precursors worldwide that allow and become the little and eventually the larger doorways by which direct, you know, entity engagement and their leading of people. Number three, engagement with demonic writings. Aleister Crowley, Alice Bailey, you can read any of the writings where the authors even acknowledge that these entities guided them. The Bible calls them didache daemonoia, Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It tells you who the authors are, who the vessels are. But in reading them and being influenced by them, you've got to understand the dark spirits will begin to operate. No clearer picture have I seen in book writers anyway than Craig Hines' Gateway to the Gods in his engagement with some kind of dark, ominous presence. And he tells about this and that this opens him up. And then he then opens up to this dark side synchronicity, leading him into deeper, deeper gateways and influence. The dark side spirits, if they get an inch, you can know for sure they want the mile. Point four, compliance to the entities. If you begin to believe them, if you begin to believe them, that is their greatest opportunity to operate through your life in the accomplishment of the devil's agenda, greatest destruction in human history, and the losing of your soul. If you don't know Jesus, come to the living Christ. Receive the power of God. Believers, you know what time it is. Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Yes, remember us in prayer. We appreciate it. Remember us in support. Thank you.